really high-level talent, several of whom moved on into the National Football League, obviously. And we know much less about some of the folks that are going to have to step up and replace them. Yeah. Do you have the bodies you need?
We're kind of laying in the weeds. No one really knows a whole lot about us.
Yeah.
You know, we did. We lost some, you know, some pretty good players up front on defense. And so we have some good young talent, you know. But I think all coaches like good old talent.
Sure.
And so we'll continue to develop those guys, and I do think they have some skill. And we're excited to get out there and go.
We just asked Deontay if he could give us a little insight on who the quarterback's going to be, what the race is like, what the battle is. He didn't budge. He wouldn't give us any insight.
You scared him well, Chris.
I'm assuming that you, of course, will just spill the beans for us right here. How's that battle?
I think it's so funny because, you know, everybody in the media always thinks we're holding our cards close to the vest. And trust me, I wish we knew who our quarterback was, and it'd be a lot easier on all of us. We just really don't. We have three guys that are going to compete really hard in fall camp, and you know, that's not an ideal situation because of the reps. You know, you want to get one guy a bunch of reps. At a minimum, you'd like it maybe to be two. Well, we got three guys that we really have to take a good hard look at. And so that's what's going to go on in fall camp.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask the question about the opener. And I'm sure that's not something that you were probably looking forward to a great deal. But I thought about going back to a place where you have so many ties and know so many people in the program and were there for so long and had so much great success. What's it going to be like as a head coach taking another team into the blue turf?
I think you said it best, and something I'm not really looking forward to. You know, we love playing. We love college football. It's going to be a great environment. But, you know, just so soon going back there. I mean, that's the thing that really makes it kind of awkward and different. But it'll be good for college football. You know, that's why we love this game.
And you know how good they are.
Absolutely. Yeah, me of all people, I definitely know. There's no question.
You brought in half those kids already.
Yeah, and so, you know, we played a lot of those guys as young guys. And so now, you know, I mean, there's a couple of guys are still there. I'm like, wait a minute. Counting back, I'm like, how can he still be there?
Right.
He was there forever.
So now you're looking across the line and seeing some of those good old guys that you're like, wait a minute, I brought him in as a good young guy.
Exactly.
We have to ask a question because we're the Utah flagship. You'll get to see Kyle Whittingham's team, and I know you're worried about your program, but just a quick thought on you knew Utah in a Mountain West sense, but now they're 5 years into their Pac-12 run. What do you make of the team that Kyle brings to the field this year?
You know, again, I haven't got a chance to really study him because we didn't play last year, but this I know, his teams are always good. It's not a team you're really looking forward to playing. You know, they're hard-nosed. They play good defense. They score points. And, you know, I always think that Utah is a really – not from a coaching standpoint, because I think coaches know, but I think from like a national, maybe because so new to the Pac-12, I think they're always totally underrated. You know, I don't think people give them the respect that as good as they really are. And I think this year they got a really good team, and I think people are talking about them, but I've thought that for a while.
Chris, thanks for coming on with us. Continued success. We'll see you in early November up at Husky Stadium. Thanks so much.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Pleasure. Nice to meet you.